Welcome everybody, July 19th, 2011. Today we have a 10-day, which is radiant body, and so we're going to tie astrology in with numerology for the moment. We're going to tie the stars and the sun and the numbers and you and how to move forward, whether you're listening to this call today or sometime in the future, how we're going to understand kind of a context of how to move forward and be radiant. And we have number 10 today, which is the radiant body. So I've been thinking about this while I've been doing my sessions this last week. And what I've especially been noticing is, and I have noticed this for a long time, and I'm sure you have too, but everybody's soul has different qualities. And the soul is here to express through the physical body, but sometimes we don't always get that soul connection. We get lost in the left brain, analyzing, thinking, computing. We get lost in 3D. And what the number 10 signifies is, one, in this numerology system that Yogi Bhajan gave us called Tantric Numerology, it's the path that our souls choose when we incarnate into the body. Just like the chakra system runs the physical body, energizes the physical body is the car, the numbers of Tantric Numerology is the path, or like the road that the car runs on. So they're the road of the soul. So the first number one, represents the soul. And we go through the whole journey of the 10 bodies, or the path of our soul that we've chosen to ride or take during this lifetime. And then we get to our radiant body, which is 1-0. So the 0 represents the point at which we come back to ourselves, connected with our physical body, connected with our earthly journey. So we are not just the soul or just the body, but we embrace it all. So if you can imagine the circle, the 0 being a big hug, like just embracing your soul in your physical body, in your human body, and that's 10, the radiant body. And that's when you're walking in your mastery. In other words, you've invited your soul to come into your human body. And this is the part, as I said, I've been noticing, especially this week, some different people that I've worked with, the piece that sometimes I think as humans people miss. They miss how to invite their soul to come into their physical body, because it does have to be a co-creation. We do have to invite our souls into our physical bodies. The soul is basically light, and it has certain experiences that it wants to manifest, or things that it wants to express in this lifetime. But in our left brain, in our humanness, being in a human body, it's a co-creation. Part of our mastery is learning how to co-create with the divinity of our soul. And I know Yogi Bhajan used to say, you're part animal, part human, and part divine. And then he'd like slyly throw in, and you don't do the divine very well. Well, during this period of time, this is the period of time, the mastery that I'm going for and talking about and allowing to open today on this 10-day is the mastery of co-creating with our divinity, with the divinity of our soul in the human body. And it's about asking our soul to talk to us. I know we meditate, and we listen to our higher selves, and we call on guides and angels. Now, this is kind of another step more towards fully embodying our soul, and that's talking to our soul on a more regular basis. Asking our soul during our practice in the morning or any time during the day when we're taking a walk or before we do anything, okay, soul, what do you want to do today? What do you want to express? What do you want to manifest? How do you want to bring your light through? When we think about soul vibration, we think about light. We think about the light of consciousness, or the awareness of consciousness, because that's what the soul is. It's just consciousness. Until we have a body, our soul doesn't have form. But when we come into a body, we come into form, and then we bring the light of consciousness into form. So we bring the divine into human form, and this is what correlates to the astrology that's been happening. We had this full moon in Capricorn, and we've had this grand trine with grand trine, and then we've had a grand square, which is a Cancer Capricorn axis, Sun opposite Moon, and Uranus opposite Saturn. So what this means is when there's squares, it means form. Like you think of a square is a form, right? So what these planets, how these planets are lined up, what they're asking us to do is to reform what we want to bring through into the physical plane. This is a time of new formation. This is a time of reforming what you bring forth onto the earth, and it's really a time of individuation. We have this energy of mastery, of self-mastery, as we move forward 2012 and beyond. How do we bring forth a new form? So this is what all the astrology is really encouraging us to do. We have this Uranus in Aries, which is a long time, it's an outer planet, so we have this Uranus in Aries for about 7 years, and Uranus hasn't been in Aries for, you know, this is the first time in 85 years, so Aries, of course, is the first sign of the zodiac, and Uranus is big, broad, sudden changes. So how do we embody our soul, embody the light of our soul for mastery, and how do we embrace our soul? So a couple of people that I was working with were not really sure about how to really embody their soul, or even who they were. And one person, not to get personal at all, but I really saw that her soul was an ET. And you could say, yes, we're all some kind of hybrids or things like that. But no, I didn't see any past lives, human past lives around her. And I saw that she was here to bring forth some technology, some advanced technology onto the planet. But yet, she was having this experience of being around people, and people were experiencing her as very intense, and she felt uncomfortable in her body. So we worked with connecting her soul with her human form. So this is what these planets are telling us. Really work with integrating your soul into your human body. You can invite your soul to come in, and you can feel, you can ask, soul, are you in my feet? I mean, it may sound kind of funny, but it's up to us to bring the consciousness of our soul into a new form. That's what these planets are telling us, into physical form. And with this Cancer Capricorn configuration, Cancer, of course, is feelings and water and home and nurturing and security and emotions and change. And Capricorn is structure, you know, earth. It's like, and these are squared. It's like, how are we going to handle all these feelings we have, all this flow, all this divine feminine energy in this earthly form? So this is what we're really asking ourselves. So as we talk to our soul and invite our soul in, we might say, okay, soul, what form do you want to take now? How do you want to express your divinity? How do you want to express your divine feminine? Maybe you want to meditate and feel yourself as divine. Maybe you want to wear white today. Maybe you want to paint a picture of a goddess or pull a goddess card, as we've been working with our goddess call. Or maybe you want to talk to a young girl and let her know what a goddess she is and how to protect herself. And, you know, so you can ask your soul, how do they want to express these different energies that are coming through? So it really takes it out of what, you know, a lot of different horoscopes you might read in the paper, whatever, say, okay, well, Capricorn's about security. It's about finances. There's a big financial reorganization right now. You know, the economy's going down. The dollar's devalued, whatever. This, I want to elevate everything to this higher frequency, which is what we're doing, what this group does, is we hold that higher frequency. We ask, okay, what can we do to up-level the frequency? What can we do to create a new form for these higher frequencies? And that's what we're really talking about. We've got this Saturn Libra. Again, Saturn is the form, the geographic, you know, the Saturn is the form, and we've got Libra, which is your relationship too. So again, what form is your relationship with your soul going to take in your physical body? This is the higher dimension of what we're talking about. It's beyond the duality of 3D. It's into the dimension. It's beyond right or wrong, good or bad. Yes, we're looking at what is the higher frequency vibration of this configuration. What is it when we become self-individuated into our own divinity? What form will that take? What form will it take? And it's beautiful that we were just talking about someone on the call is changing a certain form in a relationship that they were having when they were feeling that their divinity, their divine goddessness, wasn't being respected or honored. The sacredness wasn't flowing between both parties. So you might notice that this, you look around and maybe this is happening in your life, but that's such a brilliant example of what we're talking about, because we are learning to be stronger in our own selves. Our own inner identity is strengthening, and the exterior old forms that have kept us locked into codependence, or forms that didn't respect our divinity, that weren't elevating, that kept us, you know, maybe tied to our lower animal nature, being used, and how women have been used and exploited sexually, or used, women's bodies have been used to sell everything, drape a woman's naked, you know, a half-naked sexy woman's body across a car and put that out on, you know, marketing. So all these things, these images are just images that keep the divine feminine, as an example, locked into that animal nature, like a woman's just a sex object, just a sex object. So here's an example, that's an example of how once we gather our power and hold our higher vibrational soul frequency connected with our humanness in our human body, then we start to change the form around us. We no longer allow ourselves to be exploited or pulled down into the lower frequencies. Then we can be elevated, and as the goddess, the divine feminine is elevated, then it lifts up all life on the planet and allows the planet herself to ascend to this higher frequency, to move back into this frequency of divinity, to realign herself with the divinity of the cosmos, to become back with the galaxy, to be realigned with the galaxy. And these pulses of energy coming through the central sun are actually evolutionary messages. And they're saying, this is who you are. You're a divine being. So don't sell yourself for something. You know, don't sell yourself for an image to sell a car. You're so much more than that. So once we invite our soul in and talk to our soul and have conversations with our souls and ask our soul what it wants, then we break the bonds of illusion and the bonds of being in bondage to something outside of ourselves. And this is what we're doing. We're breaking the bondage of the patriarchy, the dominator culture, moving into partnership with our divinity, with our own soul. So you might be having a conversation in your head about, oh, you know, why did that person cut me off in traffic? Or, you know, why did this person treat me that way in relationship or whatever? And that's fine. So start with that conversation and then invite your soul in. And soul, what what do you think about this? If I'm inviting you in to this relationship, how do you want me to act? And have a conversation with your soul and get to know yourself. So that's the one and the zero, a 10-day, the radiant body, first, one first. Start with the soul. Start with a conversation with the light that you are and start having conversations in your head with your soul. And your soul will give you clear messages because you're just going to feel very, my guess is, and you can give me feedback on this as you practice it, that you'll start to feel relief and also a bigger space because the soul is infinite. So this connects you with your own infinity. So whatever limitations might come up for you, if you might feel, oh, I'm feeling, you know, restricted or not expressed here or limited in this way, ask your soul, what could I do, soul, to feel the infinity of who I am in this situation? So it's that impression that's lifting right now off the heart chakra. As we walk into our expression, our expansion, and as we walk towards the bigger expression of who we are, so we can feel that zero, we can feel that oneness, so we can move back into the state of shunya, which is oneness, where we zeroed out the ego, which means that we're not bound by limited thinking. That's what shunya means, zero. We're not limited. We're not controlled by negative or limiting thoughts. So as we move into the journey of the 10 bodies, the second body is, we call it the protective mind, the negative mind. But what it really is, it shows us how to move through our limitations. So we start with our soul, and then we ask, "How? Okay, negative mind, protective mind, how do I move through earthly fears?" So that's the second number. That's the second number. And the third number is the positive mind. And so then we're going to start to get some information. Oh, well, oh, I hadn't thought of that, or this comes in, or I need to free myself from this. So we look at our something that uplifts us, and then we move into the neutral mind, into the heart, and we say, wow, now I'm feeling the love of the infinite, the love that I am, that I can truly claim for myself. So now we can really start to reclaim our self-esteem, reclaim our self-esteem as where we belong, as a co-creator with the infinite, and feel the love of the divine coming through us. So we get into the neutral mind, the fourth body, and then we can feel that love flow into our physical body. So now we can feel that pleasure, that frequency. So now we're really getting the pleasure of being in a physical body. So we don't have to feel all the separation and all the anxiety. We don't need to go to an external relationship that no longer works to feel good. We can just feel good inside ourselves. And as we want to share that, we can share that. So we don't have to be codependent, but we're co-creative with our own soul. We're co-creators, which is part of the divine. So we move into the arc line, the projection, the power of prayer. A woman is a walking prayer, but all thoughts are prayers. So project out the arc line, your halo, and build that up so that you are a walking prayer and your soul is radiating. You build up to your deep breathing and the pranic body, the 8 and the 9. Now you move beyond time and space. In the ninth body, the subtle body, now you're no longer bound by time and space. Once you've moved through all these layers, now you're in the freedom. You're living in the freedom of your soul, which is not bound by time and space. So you feel the flow, and now you get the freedom. And you move into your mastery, and then you embrace your radiance. You embrace that you are a one with a zero, which is a space where you hold everything and you experience the oneness and you walk in your radiance and then you move into your mastery as a co-creator. So that is what the astrology is showing us as we move on the path of the physical plane. And as we start to have conversations with our soul, and we can ask our soul, how do you want to express right now? And then the soul will just start actually talking to you later, this is what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing that my soul will start to guide and direct me, and I'm not even thinking about it. Oh, okay, do this, do that. But it's about establishing that initial contact and that habit of, instead of, you know, analyzing, or as we always do in our minds, what we like, what we don't like, keep going. Okay, that's a good starting point. So, you know, you can ask yourself questions like, what do I need to do now to release repression? Or what's inhibiting my full expression? Or what would you like to manifest now? Or what would be a good way for me to expand today? What would be a good way for me to shine my light today? So as you move into this vibration, as I said, a really important component is, as we start to feel the love of our soul come into our body, those things that have made us feel less than or cause low self-esteem in the field, in the grid, you can start to up-level self-esteem not only for yourself, but for all women, for all people, for all men. And then we're elevating the self-esteem of who we really are as co-creators with the infinite. And that's why we're here. We're here to experience that. We're here to express that. Because the light of the divine is just light. It just comes in. It's around us. It's up to us. And as I said, with that Saturn in Libra, it's up to us to put it into form. That's your job, so to speak, as a co-creator, to form the light. So it's like terraforming a planet. How do you, ask your soul, how do you want to form the light today that's coming into you? And the more that you give it divine form, the more light will be given to you. So again, you might want to just practice knowing that you are a terraformer of the light. Pure light from guides, from the divine. It's just that. It's pure light. You're the one that has the physical body that can choose to direct this light into different forms, whether you're helping a neighbor or baking bread or helping a friend on the phone or doing some huge project in Africa to feed the hungry or something. Whatever it is, you are the terraform of reformulating life on the planet and holding these higher vibrations so the whole planet can move into these higher frequencies, can move back into the light expression as its essence. So we're moving away from the shadow into the light. The shadows are being shown. So don't be afraid if some shadow things are being shown around you or in your own self or on the news or whatever. It's just good to light a candle, and you can ask for what kind of light you want, what form of light you want, because you are the light, and you are forming the light. So that's really the pivotal piece. So as you are the terraformer of the light, and you can ask your soul, what are you here to do? What would be a good step towards expressing you today? So how can I invite you more into my body? Your soul might say, you know, I want some specific kriya, or I want to take a walk. So make your soul your friend, and then know that, first of all, you're co-creating in your human form with your own soul, and then you can go from there. You can walk from there. You can walk forward with your own soul from there. We've got this Uranus in Aries for 7 years. We've got Saturn in Libra for 2.5 years. So these are long periods of time to individuate and to reform, reformulate, recreate new forms on the planet. So take your time, breathe. We're at the beginning of these outer planet cycles, and know that this is who you are. You're a terraformer of the divine on the planet at this time. So let's go ahead and meditate with our Rama Dasa. And then, at the end, if you want to set an intention, you can. Or you can just hold the vibration of the meditation. Inhale. Place your elbows at your sides, palms up. Breathe in, lift up from the diaphragm, open your heart, pull your head back so your spine's straight. Inhale. Bring the breath up. Lift up on the diaphragm. Pull the head back. Sitting on top of the spine. Project out your third eye. Project light out. Ascension frequencies. Connection with your soul. Feel the oneness, the light merging. And exhale down to the center of the earth, the crystalline core of Gaia. And feel that frequency move between your feet and the top of your head. And let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. And if anybody would like to state an intention for the planet or for themselves, they can at this time. If you want to put something in this pure divine field, and I intend the divinity of the goddess and the god to be reunited in human form with the frequency of love and divinity and respect on the earth at this time. Like, is there anything? I hear a vibration of light right now, so just be with this light. Float in the light. Feel the connection with your own soul and the light of everybody on the call and beyond. As we move into these.
Can I make an intention?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Okay, good. I want to make actually for all of us that this shift should be in the most benevolent way for all of us.
Beautiful. Yes, I think that's a great intention. So be it. That we shift through kindness, love, and compassion.
Hello, I'm going to unmute myself.
Yeah, okay, we're aligned. Good. Excellent. Is that the bird?
Bird?
That's great. I feel the bird aligning. I feel the spirit of the bird. I'm glad you went, guys.
My husband walked home, and that's how they greet him. They're just so happy, so they go home. But you
that's
hear
okay.
Is greeting. Isn't that sweet?
That's so sweet. Wow. That's so beautiful.
I know. We should all be greeted like that.
Definitely. We should definitely all be greeted like that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to put an intention into this pure field of light that we just connected with, generated, co-created?
I would like to send an intention out towards the children right now who are feeling, I would guess, afraid or just not confused. I would like to send light out to them. I'm hearing a lot about children right now, and I'm feeling there's an intense confusion in children right now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We send out an intention to the souls of all children to feel secure, feel loved, and feel the light, and to get their needs met. So be it, and so it is. Thank you. Yeah, I feel that. Very important. Thank you, Tess, please. That's beautiful. Anybody else? Another intention?
Hi, Gertrude, it's Norma. May I do a personal intention?
Yes.
That I may be able to, or I can connect to my soul.
Yes. Yes. We now put out the intention for Norma to feel the light of her soul coming into every cell of her body, healing, uplifting her and the people around her. So be it, and so it is. We align. It is done, it is done, it is done. You have the support and alignment of the group.
Thank you. I felt that one. Thank you.
Sadnam Premshree. May I have something?
I loved her intention, and as I'm getting ready to leave for Europe and for Romania, trying to teach there, to remove all separation and to let the light of my soul shine and to know always who I am.
Beautiful. So we align with Prem Siri as she leaves for Europe to align with the light of her soul and let the light of her soul shine to all that she comes in contact with and to always experience and know who she is. So be it, and so it is. It is done. It is done. It is done.
And the same for all of you.
Yes. And we put out that intention for all of us in the Sakti Activation Group and put it out into the grid for any, put the frequency out into the grid for anybody on the planet that would also love to receive that frequency, known and unknown. We send it out to all people, places, energies, beings, known and unknown, that need the healing love of their own soul. Beautiful. Okay, well, let's close with a long satnam to seal this frequency. Inhale. Satnam. Raise up your arms, or raise up one arm, depending if you're holding the phone or not. And exhale, and shake it out, and shake, and wiggle your fingers and toes. And feel Gaia, Mother Earth, and feel blessed and loved. And know that the light of your soul, combined with the light of all of our souls, is pure love, and that we're all streaming love and support from the infinite with each other. So be it, and so it is. Why it is. And I see Yogi Bhajan smiling and saying, thank you. I see him smiling and sort of like kind of enjoying us too. Would anybody else like to share anything before we close until the Goddess call on Thursday, and I'll be with all you in spirit?
Thank you for talking about the 10 bodies, because I was preparing to talk about that, and whatever you told was very important, so thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Good. I'm happy that synergies happened. We must have been meditating together this morning, because that's what I should talk about. So.
That's one of the things I'll be teaching in Romania, so very important. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prem Siri. How long have you been gone?
I'll be gone for a week at the European Festival and then 2 weeks in Romania.
Oh, great. Good. Well, we'll look forward to hearing all about it when you get back.
Thank you.
Okay.
And keep me in your prayers as I am there. Satnam.
Satnam. We will. Satnam. Okay. Satnam, everybody. Is there anything else before we complete for today? Think we're good? Everybody's good? Everybody's going to have conversations with their soul, and you can send out little notes on Shakti Activation and inspire us, what your soul's saying to you. Keep notes. Journal about what your soul's saying to you, and we'll share with us, share with each other. So we will reconnect on Thursday, so I will talk to you then.
Thank you, Satnam.
Thank you. Thank you. Sanam. Bye, everybody.